Keith and Sue Berth serve on the MCCRC school board.
Did you used to be a Swedish chef?
Oh, I was a Muppet. Maybe I still am a Muppet. My goodness. Keith Klein and Sue Wanser both serve on the MCCSC school board. They check in with us every Thursday morning. That's a hard act to follow, Sue.
I know. Glad you make me feel better, because that means that I can stumble over any words and it'll be okay.
You know, in the history of baseball, there's only been 23 perfect games since the 1870s. So mistakes are going to be made, Sue. So let's have some fun with them. Let's have a laugh with them. And
of course. Yeah. And Glass, if you can bring us tacos, that would be great.
Well, if I'm going to use my powers, let's use my powers for really good stuff, just not for
the good things.
Well, not for two or three degrees more and more. Speaking of using powers for good, speaking of tacos.
Oh, and you helped us last night.
I did not, but my wife and children did. They were out and about dine and donate. They, if I tell them where they went, then I've got to mention all the other 100 sponsors. They double dip, Sue. They did dinner and dessert because, well, it's dine and donate. It's a good cause. So everybody got out and added some money to the till, and we thanked the local businesses for helping along with everybody who participated.
And I went out, too, and with a couple friends before we went over to the auditorium to see the Wizard of Oz. And I thought, hey, I should just be handing out these flyers to everybody who's here, and then everybody can just say dine and donate. But I have no idea how many people did it. It's a great way to make money. It's a great way for our local restaurants to show their support, which they always do for us, and very, very appreciated. So I hope a lot of people enjoyed some food out. And we'll get a lot of money from it.
Yeah, and it made your dinner plans easier, too. If you didn't want to cook, you support a good cause. And we had businesses that started as early as 5 a.m. and businesses that went till at least midnight. Right. So you had plenty of time during the day. And you're right, Sue, it's great to see the local businesses who participated in that,
right,
whether they donated the portion of the sale from the event or just their day's sales. How about that?
Right.
All day long, regardless if you bring
exactly
a flyer or not. So it's a good news, bad news situation. It's great that the community can help out with this, but it's tough that we have to ask them to do it because we could be using these resources for other things. So that's kind of where this gray area, catch-22, whatever we want to call it, is. And I don't have an answer, and that's kind of the tough part.
Sue, remind folks what the money was going to be used
for.
Right.
We're going to thanks, Keith. We're going to use, the foundation is using that money, you know, since it's food-related, for our food assistance program. The foundation created a fund so that anyone who wanted to donate or earmark their donation to cover kids' lunches who don't have the money to necessarily pay for the lunch. But it's also going to help promote some donations towards Backpack Buddies through the community kitchen, and that's the program that packs up food and sends it home on the weekends for families that don't necessarily have food for the weekend. And that's all done with the community kitchen through our social workers and teachers in schools who identify kids who might otherwise not have enough food over the weekends.
You know, it's hard to imagine that some of these kids come and get a breakfast at school, get a lunch at school, and if it weren't for that, some of these kids wouldn't have anything to eat.
Well, and that's the reality. And for Backpack Buddies, I've worked with the community kitchen with Backpack Buddies, and the things that go into those backpacks, you know, there's protein that is sustainable, like canned chicken, canned tuna. A lot of that goes home, as well as fruit and granola bars. They try not to do sweet things like cookies and things, but certainly cereal and granola bars, peanut butter, a lot of peanut butter goes too. So it's a great program, and I'm so happy that the restaurant community was able to help us with that.
So in summary, thank you to all of the businesses. They weren't all restaurants. There were a couple of other things that were involved that donated money. And to all of the people who went out and either presented a coupon or a flyer or just said, hey, I'm doing this for the MCCSC. Thank you to everyone. Now, we've got something really serious we need to talk about, and I want to preface it and set it up a little bit. Tomorrow's the 20th of April, and there are a lot of strange things that people talk about, that 420 and all that.
That's right.
I want to talk about the fact that it's the anniversary of the shootings at Columbine School. And I also need to point out that during the Young People's March that started from the Parkland shooting this year on Washington was during the spring break for MCCSC. So tomorrow, with the cooperation of the schools and the administration, there are going to be observances at our schools, and messages have been sent home, but I'm sure, Sue, that there are people that don't quite understand what's going on or why this is happening. So let's talk about that, because it needs to be talked about.
Right, and this is something that's happening nationally, and there was a nice article in the HT, and I think the HT said 50 school corporations around Indiana were participating in a 10 o'clock walkout to memorialize what happened at the shooting at Columbine. You know, it's kind of hard to think the kids who are participating weren't even born,
right?
You know, during Columbine. So, and these are children. I'm going to say children who are concerned about gun violence in schools. They're concerned about what's happening in schools, and so they're taking action. And yeah, Keith, you're right. Letters have been sent home. There are kids who are going to leave school as a walkout. They need their parents' permission, and parents, you know, control what happens with their kids. So they will leave school with their parents' permission, and I think those kids are walking or going downtown for a gathering and assembly. But our schools, our teachers and administrators with kids in schools have planned different activities to do some kind of in-school remembrance and educational activities. I think all three of our middle schools are having events, whether like Bachelor's having an anti-bullying assembly, and they're going to talk about the effect of gun violence on schools as well. And Jackson Creek is having an assembly. Tri-North is having, they're going to recognize at 10 o'clock, they're going to do like an in-school walkout. And our four high schools are also participating with whether it's leaving the school building and going out to the football field for a demonstration. There's all kinds of things that are being pulled into that. And I know I've heard from people a lot of criticism about this, because people say, okay, so if my kid wants to celebrate the Second Amendment, you know, what kind of activities can we have? This is something that the school corporation didn't do. The kids did this, came up with this, but our administrators and faculty have worked with them to try to make this as educational as possible. We know that, especially nowadays, learning doesn't happen sitting in a chair listening to a lecture. There's a lot of interaction, a lot of different ways of teaching and learning, and certainly one of them would be to have these kind of assemblies in school where kids can talk about, maybe they're going to talk about the history of protest, maybe they're going to talk about Tinker versus Des Moines, which is a Supreme Court case that says students don't lose their First Amendment rights when they cross into the school grounds. So there's a lot of things that can be tied into all this that are learning kinds of learning examples.
Yeah, instead of suppressing it, you should fan the flames.
They're working with them.
Right, I like that.
And I'm really proud of our schools, and especially our principals and teachers, who said to the students, "You tell us how you want to do this, and we'll make it happen." So I think there's going to be a lot of good things happening tomorrow morning in our school.
The unfortunate thing is, and I don't know
how
else
you
do it. No, but the term walkout, it's not anti, it's not we're against the schools and the schools won't let us. This is planned. The schools are working with these young people to do this. I wish there was another term. It is a walkout in a sense, but in as Sue said, I know one of the high schools is going to have all the kids go out to the football field and form a heart.
If they are protesting gun death, I will protest with them.
Right.
Well, and that's
your protest, if you're protesting to be safe in school and not wanting to die going to school, I think it's a hell of a protest. I think it's great.
Right, and that's why, Glass, it's so relevant. They're not necessarily talking about guns in general. They're talking about what's happening to children in schools getting shot.
Amen.
And these kids are going to, you know, they organize these things. They're going to go on. These are the people who are going to be taking care of us in several years. So I want to make sure that they're smart, that they're active, that they're responsive, that they're kind. And I think all those things are going to happen tomorrow as we watch what our kids do.
More of them that make a difference.
By the way, because this comes up, well, what if my kid doesn't want
to
participate?
You don't have
the
to.
School, no, the schools have taken care of that too.
Yeah.
There's those
you
kids
don't have to participate.
Will be able to stay in their classroom. There'll be somebody there with them, teachers. Yeah. I mean, it's well planned.
It's once. It's not every day. It's one time. And,
right. And I will remind, you know, if, you know, I know some kids don't care if there's some kind of punishment for leaving school, and I get all that, but to make, because schools do have a legal in loco parentis status, it's really helpful for us if parents call in and we know that the child is leaving. You know, we'd like to know that people are safe, and that's the other thing.
Didn't Indiana University come out and say, hey, look, we're not holding this against you if you're coming to school here down the road?
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
So. Oh, most colleges have said, yeah, if you're disciplined for any kind of protest related to this, you know, we don't care. You know, it's not something that we're holding against people.
Or over your head, so, or it's going to be the end of your career academically.
The one concern, Sue, is that if they leave the school grounds, traffic situations, all the other things, you know, just be really, really careful.
Right, and we're just, that's it. We're concerned about safety and security. So it's helpful if parents call in and I'll say that their children are leaving school. Our school administration has worked with the sheriff's office, with the police department. So for people who are outside, we're going to have, you know, the adequate supervision and safety precautions for everybody.
Right. Well, good.
Yeah.
That's a good way
that's
to have
what
it.
I think.
That's right. Sue Wanzer and Keith Klein are our guests. They serve on the MCCSC school board and check in with us every Thursday. School board meeting's coming up on Tuesday.
Right.
Busy things.
Fairly routine school board meeting. We'll have the usual and opportunity for the public to have a opportunity to say things they want to say. And then the real heads up is the May meeting is early because May starts on a Tuesday.
And graduation.
So it's the third Tuesday, which happens to be May the 15th, will be the school board meeting in May. So
you know,
that's
and
just
I'm
a
so
heads
glad.
Up.
I'm so glad Keith reminded me of that. I kind of forgot about it. So, that's really important. May 15th. Yeah, it's really early so that we can accommodate everything else. And that'll be the last.
Well, you have so many awards presentations and ceremonies and stuff like that. You won't have any time for the rest of this. The other thing we want people to remember as well is obviously early voting is going on right now, but the May primary will be the 8th. It's a Tuesday. The MCCSC's calendar has been built. This shouldn't come to a surprise as anybody, but that will be no school on May 8th, the May primary, because of some of the security reasons we've discussed here this morning.
Thank you for that reminder, too. Yeah, May 8th. And I don't, you know, and maybe we'll have to use it as a, I don't know, snow makeup day. I'm just kidding. It's not going to snow. It's not going to snow.
Don't do that. I already threw away my warnings and all my other stuff that goes along with it. I was trying to get Mother Nature on my good side, but that hasn't worked out. So the school board meeting, two more here in during the school year. There's, I think, one extra day on the calendar this year because of snow earlier in the season. So we're right on schedule for the most part.
I know, and can you believe it? We're almost to the end of the second semester. We're almost to summer break.
Don't blink.
And it's like January.
That's why it doesn't feel like we're near it, because the weather hasn't suggested we are close to it. But,
well, the little five is a signal for a lot of us, because
remember,
you have little five, then you have dead week, and then you have
graduations.
Finals.
Well, yeah. And then little five next year is the 12th and 13th.
Wow.
So it's early. So that won't feel like the end of school at all. But we're going to make it. We're going to get warmer. We're going to have a great walkout tomorrow, whatever we're going to call this. And it's neat that the kids are making this happen. They're not being dictated to. They're making these decisions, so good for them.
Yep. And one of the most interesting things I saw on Facebook to reflect our weather was Happy January 97th.
There you go.
So
that's what it feels like. Keep it rolling.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay.
The sale
we'll
continues.
We'll make it warmer.
We'll do something, that's for sure. All right, Sue, good job as always. Meeting coming up on Tuesday night.
Tuesday night.
What time is showtime?
Administration building, 6 p.m.
And we'll have Dr. DeMuth on Tuesday morning
to get
us ready with the agenda. All right, Sue, good job as always. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a nice weekend. Bye-bye.
Sue Wanzer and Keith Klein both serve on the MCCSE School Board and check in with us on Thursday mornings. J&S Locksmith, take charge of your lawn. Lawn got cut yesterday, Keith. How about
you cut
that?
Your
no,
lawn?
No, my wife did.
Oh, jeez.
She dined and donated and went home and cut the lawn.
I don't think my lawn's grown at all.
I bet it has.
I'm going to say no, it hasn't.
Well, you don't want to cut it.
That's right. You got that right.
Well, take charge of your yard with Toro from J&S Locksmith and Power Equipment, your local Toro dealer. Visit J&S, 508 West 17th Street here in Bloomington. We're back with a look at sports next. We'll get you caught up on a busy high school night. Hey, when it's not 28 degrees, you can get up.
Are they playing?
Yeah, they got some sports in last night. We'll take care of that next.